Family psychologist John Roseman was once asked by a reporter, "Can you please condense all of your parenting tips into just one sentence?" Of which John replied, "I can do better than that. Only four words are needed. Are you ready? Put your marriage first." The objective of parenting is to raise our child to a level of maturity so that they can leave the home with confidence. But in the quest of raising our children, we have become so kid myopic that our spouse is left on the sideline. In other words, while we parent so that our child would leave us eventually and be emancipated successfully, we end up parenting so intensely on our own till our spouse leaves us. Think about it. I'm not only talking about divorce, although research have shown that a lot of first-time divorce today is coming from the emptiness syndromes, that is, couples who no longer have any children at home and they wake up one day wondering, who is this stranger sleeping next to me? And they are left with nothing to live for because the kids are gone. There are other types of symptoms that our spouse is leaving us besides divorce, which is the extreme manifestation of it. Let me share with you six signs that you ought to look out for that may indicate that your spouse is leaving you. Number one, both of you no longer have any common hobbies or activities that you do together. In fact, both of you have very different hobbies. Think about your courting days when you were still pursuing each other. Won't you make special effort to be interested in what the other party is doing, what the other person is doing? Where is that rekindled interest even after the wedding day? Number two, both of you no longer have regular dates. Every time the conversation revolves around the children, work, money, the house, etc., anything and everything under the sun except each other. Number three, another sign that may indicate that your spouse is leaving you. When in trouble, you know, the first person you talk to is not your partner. Now that's dangerous. It shows that there is emotional attachment with someone other than your life partner. Number four, both of you no longer hold hands in public. In fact, your hands are dominated by the little ones. That is also another sign that your spouse may be emotionally leaving you. Number five, both of you do not go to bed at the same time. Now, not going to bed at the same time may by itself in the physical act not mean much, but it means that there is no common conversations at the end of the day. There is no exchange of thought. There is no touching base before the end of the day. So that's why we end up going to bed at different times. Worse still, if we wake up at different times, come home at different times, and we do not touch base, and it is no wonder that some cases of divorce and separation takes place later on. And number six, both of you do not make united decisions on parenting issues. In fact, you are in constant disagreement with each other. While it is normal for parents to revolve their activities and interests around the child when they're below 2 years old, but beyond that, both father and mother need to make that critical transition back to playing the role of husband and wife. It is the marriage that created the family, and it is the marriage that is going to sustain it. What's happening today is that we have put so much expectations and effort on the child that we no longer look out for one another. Our life partner, have we forgotten our marriage vows, which affirm that the only relationship worth having till our dying day is that which we have with our life partner, that relationship between a husband and a wife, which has not right now been sidelined? The irony is this, that the more attention you pay to your child, the less attention he will pay to you. Think about it. I mean, have you seen a child surrounded by mountain loads of toys and then they complain, "I am bored, I've got nothing to do." And what do we do next? We